There was a high level of support and enthusiasm from local residents for creating a Seminole Heights community garden. Representatives from more established local gardens were also on hand to offer their guidance, as was Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern, who's been a vocal advocate for several months. A community garden is created when local residents organize to share land, labor, and the costs of the garden in return for their share of the garden harvest. The principal benefits are summed up by meeting organizer Robin Milkowitz.
The cost savings on food is it's huge. You end up saving anywhere from $300 to $800 a year if you're growing your own food, especially at a community garden where the cost of running a plot is minimal. You're looking at a $25 to $35 cost per year to have a place to grow your food. Gardens have the potential to be beautification aspects in the community. They also provide fresh, healthy food for families in the local area. I've seen community gardens that run excellent education programs that are for both children and adults.
A committee of seven local volunteers was established to drive the garden creation. Some of the main issues to be resolved in establishing a garden for Seminole Heights are how to manage and operate the communal portion of the garden, the availability, location, and the quality of the land, and how to fund the garden from usage fees and potential grants. Based on the group's enthusiasm, it seems clear that there's significant community support for the creation of a Seminole Heights garden. Rick Martinez, founder of the Sweetwater Organic Community Farm, stated that they have over 300 active members and offered his assessment of support in the community.
I think the time is right for many reasons. This group seems to have the momentum, and so I think it will work. There's a lot more experience available now. There's a lot more support, you know, with certain officials, as you saw.
Community gardening has been under discussion in Tampa for several months. City Councilwoman Mulhern had a workshop last October, and the topic was discussed at the December 11th Community Redevelopment Agency meeting. At this meeting, the demand for a garden in East Tampa was disputed. Chair Gwen Miller said, "People who want gardens are doing them in their backyard." Councilwoman Mulhern offered a different perspective on community gardening.
Because I think it is a fantastic economic development tool. And environment, you know, the benefits, like I went through that list of all the different areas of government that should be interested in doing this, and it's huge. I mean, it's health, it's the environment, it's crime reduction, it's, you know, increasing property values, building community. It's just, the benefits are just incredible, and I think the investment is small, but the biggest part of the investment is having a neighborhood or a community that wants to do it, and that we have in spades.
And Rick Martinez of the Sweetwater Farm noted that there is grassroots support from some council members.
There's three city council members that belong to our farm, so there apparently is some support.
The Seminole Heights group will be speaking at a future Tampa City Council meeting to solicit city support. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson.